Frost is in swim trunks and surrounded by about 20 others who are equally minimally dressed. He's tucked into the corner of a dimly lit stone cave, and with his drum, he leads the group in prayer songs. Frost is a spiritual leader from the Ute Indian tribe. Every month, he travels from Durango to perform this ceremony. It's held in a set of underground adjoining rock chambers where temperatures can reach 112 degrees. Hot springs provide the heat, and the business upstairs, Yampa Spa, maintains the cave. Frost compares the caves to a traditional sweat lodge.
But when we go into a sweat lodge, which is covered with hides and wood material, we say that we're inside the womb of Mother Earth. Here in the cave, we're inside Mother Earth.
Have you been in the caves before? Oh, no. Yeah? Oh, okay. Well, good.
Before the two-hour ceremony starts, Frost prepares the participants by going over the details.
When we go here, there's four rounds, similar to a sweat. First round, we're all fresh, right? You guys drink water and everything.
He warns newcomers that it gets uncomfortable.
And what our elders used to say long ago, and they're gone now today, is that tough it out. If it gets hard, stay in there. Don't take the easy route and walk out.
The sweats are essentially prayer times where Frost believes ancient spirits are drawn into the caves to help people heal. Becky McBain is here after several visits to the doctor.
I have had 5 back surgeries and had to learn to walk again, so I came for the healing aspect of it.
Before the group heads to the caves, Frost removes an eagle feather from a leather case and picks up a bound bunch of sage.
What I'm going to do is we got some sage and we're going to fan you off and get the negativity off you, and that would be the start. Okay?
The practice is called smudging. Frost finishes and the group is ready.
Okay, I guess we're ready to go.
He leads them downstairs and the sweat gets underway. Frost says part of the reason he holds these ceremonies is to help keep the Ute culture alive in the Roaring Fork Valley. For 800 years, this area was home for the Utes. Near the bottom of the ski gondola in Aspen was likely a Ute summer camp, and the caves and hot springs in Glenwood Springs were sacred. Frost says his great-great-grandfather held sweats in the caves.
This was the heart of Ute country. And because of the sacred sites that are here, that our Ute ancestors came here and performed ceremonies.
In late 19th century, the government forced the Utes from western Colorado to reservations in Utah and southwest Colorado. In the 1990s, Colorado's 3 Ute tribes gathered in Glenwood Springs for the first time in over a century. Frost took them to the caves.
For a lot of the Ute people, they didn't realize that this was here. And this was something that our ancestors have utilized for thousands of years. It was a reconnection with the sacred site and the caves.
The caves are now cared for by staff at Yampa Spa. Owner Patsy Steele says she opens up the caves for sweats because she feels it's her way of giving back.
I feel that from the very depths of my heart. No one left willingly. Even though you and I weren't around, we had nothing to do with it, but we're here now.
According to Ute tribal member Kenny Frost, the caves are one of many sacred sites in the Roaring Fork Valley. Marcy Grevenin, Aspen Public Radio News.